and just getting really comfortable for yourself as we gather our energies and close our eyes and begin resting and letting go of all the logistics, all of the to-dos, all of the things that you needed to do to get yourself here today. Just letting all that go, putting all that aside for now, making sure your environment is quiet, cell phones are turned off or silenced, email is shut down, or anything else that could disturb you at this time. And then focusing on the breath. Easy inhalation, exhalation. Being aware of the lungs, being aware of breathing deeply into the belly, into the back of your lungs, expanding yourself. And then again, I'm called to bring us to self-appreciation once again for all of the wonderful work that you have done, all the attendance, all the presence, all the clearing, all the opening, all the vulnerability, being with the calling of you, who you were called to be this lifetime. Appreciating yourself for your commitment to this time to focus on your calling, your dedication to yourself, to your true self, to your fulfillment as a soul this lifetime. In the midst of all that is going on right now on the planet, in our lives, you choosing to refocus your energy, your heart, and your soul to the calling. Despite all the evidence to the contrary, you are being called and have been being called all your life. And perhaps this experience has been a deepening of that, an owning of that in a greater way, a choosing back, or maybe stepping into it more fully for the first time. However you've experienced this, wherever you are in your process, lots of self-appreciation, lots of gratitude for you. And knowing that you're choosing back, the ripples of that are not small. They're not small in your life. They're not small for this world. So maybe just right now you could just tune into the ripples that are created from your choice and choosing into the calling, choosing back over and over and over again. And so now I'd like you to use your creative imagination and remember one of our first meditations where I invited you to go back to where the seed of your calling was first planted in your awareness, in the being of who you were and are, back before you took form, back before you took on a body, the seed was planted or given or accepted. Remembering however you created that or mocked that up inside yourself, remembering that experience before you took on the body. You did not have a body, but you were still very much a being of light and of love with that seed of what you were going to emerge and step into this lifetime, that calling. So from there, I would like you to look ahead to now and just be aware of that journey, where you are today, looking back to that first planting of that seed, just energetically, or visually, or kinesthetically, make that connection. Again, perhaps with great appreciation, gratitude, loving, expansion, joy. Not in the mind, but in the heart. And in the energetic field of who you are. Be aware of embodying the energy of that seed of the calling more fully right now in the physical body. Be aware of the deepening into that. Be aware of more fully experiencing that seed. And breathe. And now, from where you are, I would like you to look ahead 10 years from now to the future you, the one who has been following the call, listening, asking, following, emerging, stepping out, coming out of hiding, all this time. So just now, in your creative imagination, mock her up, or him. And more about, not so much about what you are doing, but the experience of you in the calling, fulfilling that calling 10 years from today. What does it feel like in your body, in the energy field around you? If you want to visualize how you're standing, how you're moving, what you necessarily look like, if you want to go into that direction, feel free. Or if you want to just be in the energy of it, the fullness of it, 10 years from now, 2030. Let that energy come forward now. Feel it in your energy field right here, right now. The future you. Use the breath to continue to expand. Be aware of your physical body, however it's responding to that energy. Be with. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. And in this experience, be aware that the being of you, the calling of you, is enough. And one more nice deep breath. And when you're ready, you can begin to wiggle your toes and your fingers and open your eyes and drink water if you have that available.